Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much and welcome into the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, good to be with you at Real Golf on X. You can also download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Year 26 of talking golf with you. This is going to be an exciting finish to the year. We are coming up on a points race in two fronts. One, FedEx Cup, and two, Ryder Cup points that are starting to really heat up, especially with the captain of the Ryder Cup, Keegan Bradley, winning last week in dramatic fashion against a sure opponent there in Tommy Fleetwood for Team Europe. This is going to be an all-timer, I think, coming up here at Bethpage, Bob.
Oh, it will be. And the crowd is going to be ruckus. You know, you're going to have the New Yorkers there and chanting USA and everything. And it's going to be hostile territory for the European Ryder Cup squad. But, you know, the interesting thing is that it's been exciting. It's been exciting to watch how these guys are starting to step up. You know, earlier in the year, Scotty hadn't won, and he's won quite a few times since, and a major championship. Xander is still a little bit off. J.J. Spahn wins. Russell Henley, he won earlier. Bryson, Justin Thomas won earlier this year. These guys are all getting some W's under their belt. And then you got the guys that are outside the top six, like Keegan, who just recently won. And as my dad always said, you want to have the guys that have the hottest hand going into the Ryder Cup.
That dad being, of course, Billy Casper, the winningest U.S. Ryder Cupper of all time and a successful captain in 1979 for Team USA.
That was the first time the Europeans played, too.
And one of the few captains that beat Team Europe since that whole thing came to be, if you want to look at it from that standpoint. So, we got a great show for you. We're going to talk a lot about that on Keegan Bradley. What do you think? You want playing Captain Keegan, or should he stay as Captain Keegan? We're going to get into all the reasons why, for, and against. Jose Miraflor from Cobra Puma Golf will join us coming up here later this hour. Just did a little switch. We went out for the iron fitting, spent very little time on the driver, and I just went ahead and spent some more time, switched up to the Max K, not a driver I thought I would be playing. It's phenomenal. Hose is going to fill us in on the technology and the details coming up. Plus, the caddy will be here, Derek Fox, great instructor as well, this week on Real Golf Radio.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. BlackDesertResort.com. That's where you can book your stay at the Resort Center Hotel. It's open, the pool, the restaurant, the spa, all right there. It's fantastic. And then, of course, the amazing pro shop. If you haven't seen that, it's ridiculous. One of the biggest well-stocked, great selection pro shops you'll ever see. And then, of course, you can also book a chance to go play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. It's phenomenal if you haven't done it. And you can learn about real estate opportunities as well. BlackDesertResort.com. That's BlackDesertResort.com. Thanks for joining us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. Shout out to all the guys that are playing in the U.S. Senior Open at the Broadmoor, one of the great American resort destinations. Just a classic. Like, if you want to, we just talked about Black Desert. Like, that's sort of like future. Like, the Broadmoor is just a classic. Like, it's almost like walking back in time. If you want to, some of those old movies, you could just step right in and feel like you're in a 1950s movie or something like that. Golf course is so fun to play, and these guys are out there battling. Padraig Harrington, man, I become more and more of a Padraig Harrington fan. I don't drink wine, but he must be like a fine wine where he just gets better, as they say, with age. Because that guy, is there a guy his age, Bob, that works harder on his game?
Yeah, he works really, really hard. Patty's doing all the things to be able to play and compete at the age that he is now in his 50s. And he even does so on the PGA Tour or events that he gets in, you know, like the PGA Championship and going to be playing in the Open Championship, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's fun to see him play. And you know, he shoots 67 in the first round, and he's often running in the second round as well. And so fun to watch him.
Yeah, as we're talking, he's got a 3-shot lead. And again, this is just a reminder that this is a U.S. Open, you know, setup, because you currently have just 15 players that are under par in the entire field. And this is about the still the early stages of the second round as we're currently speaking. So, yeah, but that's going on. Shout out to a couple of our local guys out there. We're keeping an eye on Mike Weir, who's having not a great week. But Steve Schneider, guy you played a lot of golf with, Darren Overson out there as well, grinding it out, qualified as an amateur to play. That's a cool thing. Like, I don't know. Somewhere in my mind, I feel like I never have a chance to qualify for the U.S. Open. But maybe if I worked really hard, I could qualify for the Senior Open. Now, that's probably also as big of a pipe dream as the regular Open. But in my mind, it feels like maybe if I worked hard, I could do that. I don't know why. There's a glimmer of hope there. But Darren,
there's always dreams.
Had you ever tried to qualify for the Senior Open?
I did.
You did? And?
San Diego Country Club.
Yeah?
Missed it by a shot.
Oh, dang it.
It was only an 18-hole qualifier, and I missed it by a shot.
Shoot.
Yep.
The qualifier was at San Diego?
Uh-huh. San Diego Country Club. Yep.
It's your home track.
So. Right. Oh, well.
You know what's other thing is interesting, Bob? You look at some of these names like Mark Hensby, Y.E. Yang. Was it really that long ago that he hoisted his golf bag over his head beating Tiger Woods?
Freddie Yock. Yeah, exactly. Thomas Bjorn, Stuart Sink. Yeah.
How about Bob Estes? Do you remember the Bob Estes story? Uh-huh. Tell me. I want to put you on the spot. What's the Bob Estes? Do you remember Bob?
I don't remember.
Okay. See, I didn't think you'd remember. The first time that I got a chance to go out with you and your dad Sunday before the Masters. We went out and played with a member. I didn't play. You guys played. I just walked. I wasn't caddy and nothing. I was just there. Right. I don't even think they'd let me do that now, but this is a long time ago. And the member's like, do you want to hit a shot? I'm like, yeah, I want to hit a shot. So he lets me hit a shot on 16. And then we finished up on 18. And we're like, hey, we're just going to, he was tired. He goes, you guys keep going. So the member and your dad went and sat down. So just you and I walking out there. I didn't have clubs, but you were playing and I was walking with you and we had caddy, whatever. And we come across Bob Estes, who's playing a practice round. And I remember he was like, had rain pants on. I think maybe it would, I don't know. But he sat and chatted with us for several minutes. And I was just like, that's pretty cool, right? Like, we were really nobody. He was preparing for a major, and he was just the nicest guy. So that's my Bob Estes story. And I think it's interesting. I wasn't necessarily a fan of Bob Estes or not a fan of Bob Estes. I was just aware that Bob Estes at the time was a tour pro, and I was at Augusta. I was pretty starstruck. It was like one of my first times, and there I'm chatting with Bob Estes.
There you go.
He was super nice, and most of the guys are. And I think that's why so many people have interactions with these tour pros, and sometimes it's disappointing if they happen to be in a hurry. What if Bob Estes was in a hurry, or he was, you know, and he just said, hey, and moved on. We're like, oh, that guy's not very nice. Just could have been situational, right?
So, yep.
Anyway, I don't know why.
And Bob's a great guy. Bob, he's one of the nicest guys out there. No doubt about it.
Stuart Sink, Thomas Bjorn, a couple of major championships winners there. Billy Andrade, Steve Flesch, Kevin Sutherland. God, Kevin Sutherland, man. We talked about Kevin Sutherland for a guy not being like an elite tour player. We talked about Kevin Sutherland a lot on our show over the last 25 years. And he had a ruling situation that came up. I can't even remember now, but he handled it in a way that we like talked all about how he handled that ruling situation, and just always seemed to put himself in the mix. Matt Gogel. Golf Channel was just showing Tiger 2000, all these highlights, and they showed Tiger holing out at Pebble Beach, AT&T Pro-Am to beat Matt Gogel.
On 15. Yeah.
And the big fist pump that went along with it. It's pretty cool. Like, I love that. You know, Vijay Singh, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, they're all playing. Stuart Appleby. Just the stars of yesteryear are all out there. And then, of course, the guy that never ages, Bernhard Langer. He was out there, shot a 71 in the opening round, man. Unbelievable. So, U.S. Senior Open going on at the Broadmoor. All right, we kind of left off talking a little bit about Keegan Bradley and the Ryder. Let's go back to last week's Travelers. Like, this one was the Tommy Fleetwood is going to finally win tournament. and that's what I was tuned in for. And I was like, Keegan's there, and, you know, Henley's there. But this is all about, like, Fleetwood. And it looked like, I mean, he had some nervy putts coming down the stretch. You know, he missed the bunny on was it 14?
Yeah.
He had the chance to make it a three-shot lead or four-shot lead. Now I'm getting confused. And he misses that one. But then he comes back. He makes bogey. But then he pours in another birdie. And you think, okay, he's righted the ship. Was that on 16 that he made the birdie?
I think it was on 15. 16 is the par three.
Okay, so he made the putt. That was the nervy par save that he made.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, we're going to the last hole with a one-shot lead.
Wait a second. On 17, he drove it in the bunker and had to hit the shot over the water to the 17th green.
And that was like do or die.
That was an amazing shot.
Yes.
I get chills thinking about it right now. You know, he had a one-shot lead. Then he guns it by 5 feet with the putt and makes it coming back.
That's the nervy par save I was thinking
That's
of.
That's the nervy par save. Yeah, that was crazy.
And then stripes it down the middle on 18, and you think he's that's it. This is his. And then he had the conversation with the caddy. I can't wait to talk to the caddy about this one. They clearly thought, hey, I got a little adrenaline. Let's go to the shorter club. And he flushed it. It just was came up a little short.
Yep. Onto the front fringe. And then and once he was on the front fringe, and I saw where Keegan hit it, which is about 5 feet from the hole, 4.5 feet from the hole. And then you saw Russell Henley chip it in to get to 14.
Yeah.
Keegan's at 14. He's at 15. And he's just getting ready to putt. And I said to my son, you know what? He could three putt here and Keegan could make birdie. And it's a 2-shot swing and Keegan wins.
Oh, you jinxed him.
And then he left it outside Keegan on the same line.
That's how like hard
gonna,
it is to win.
It's like, are you going to give it to him? Which is what he did. And then he misses the putt. Like he, the putt he hit to try to make for par was total nerves.
Yeah.
Total nerves.
It didn't break that much.
He pushed it. He just pushed it and decelled on it. Yeah. And then Keegan ripped it right in and won the golf tournament.
It's a fascinating psychological thing. Here's Tommy Fleetwood with the lead trying to win for the first time. Keegan Bradley's the chaser, all but out of it a few holes ago, and looking for his eighth win. Not even looking for his eighth win, just looking to keep playing, right? Yep. And just enjoying the home crowd, getting all the USA chants on all the tee boxes, plus it's his hometown, right? Like, it's all and of
he
that.
Won, he won it, what did he win it, 2 or 3 years
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years
so ago. So he's won two of the last 3 years there.
Yeah.
And he just goes in and stuffs it on the last hole, and he's just like, it's such a mindset of, okay, I'm trying to hold, don't lose this. This is your opportunity. You can finally break through. Like all of those things are reasons why you're going to lose. Yep. Keegan's out there going, you got nothing to lose. This Tommy's already won this thing. All I can do is just be aggressive. And, you know, next thing you know, he's got a putt to win and he pours it in. And he didn't
and
even
have enough. Right in the heart.
He never had time to think about winning. He just like hit the shots and all of a sudden he's like, oh, this one's to win.
So get this, Tommy Fleetwood jumped into the top 50 on the PGA Tour career money list without winning a PGA Tour event. He's now number 46 at $31,301,518.
It's a ball striker. For an American versus European situation, in the year of a Ryder Cup, that was pretty good for, I mean, people like Fleetwood. I mean, they like him. And he's hard not to like, and that's okay. But he's gonna be breaking some hearts out there in the Ryder Cup. You watch, he'll be
two weeks in a row. Mm. Victor Hovland and Tommy Fleetwood.
Hey, when we come back, we will talk. We'll continue this conversation. We'll go through the Ryder Cup list, the points list, where it stands, and what do you think now? Keegan's got a tough decision to make: captain only or playing captain. Is it going to be Arnie and Keegan in the same conversation? So interesting. Stay tuned. More Real Golf next.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper at Real Golf is where you can find us, or search Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found. We're talking Keegan Bradley. We're talking Ryder Cup. And he's the captain. He's looking like not only the best captain we could have, but maybe the best player we could have for the team. Here's a little conversation we had way back in, gosh, when was this? Before he was announced.
Yeah.
As the cast. So it had been over a year ago.
No, it had been over a year ago. Yep.
And we were talking about how if Tiger doesn't take the captaincy, who's it going to be? Here's how it went down.
If he doesn't end up taking the Ryder Cup captain in New York, who's it going to be? Like who?
I think the logical one right now, the logical one who hasn't done it yet is Fred Couples. He's done President's Cups. He has not done Ryder Cups yet. And he has been vice captain many, many times. So I think he would be the logical one.
He'd be an easy plug and play because he's been in the system. That's what you're saying. That exactly. said, I mean, here's my left field one. Okay. I'm starting to think of guys, East Coast guys. How about Keegan Bradley?
Yeah.
Like, does anyone love the Ryder Cup more than Keegan Bradley? And he would anyone spend more time? You know, I know he's Boston. It's not New York. I know he's Boston, but man, I think he would just do a great job.
He's never been in the mix as far as vice captains or anything. So he'd have to kind of be led along. He'd have to get the correct support team around him to help him. But he is, what he has going for him is he has won a PGA championship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the PGA of America likes.
That's right. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there as a little bit of a outlier. Why not Keegan Bradley? I think it'd be cool. I mean, the guy's got passion and we need some freaking passion. I mean, if you don't have passion in New York, I mean, what are you even doing? There you go. That was maybe, according to the caddy anyway, the only one that called Keegan Bradley to be the cap. So, but when we look down that list, again, no offense to any of the other guys, but you start eliminating, okay, if it's not going to be Phil and it's not going to be Tiger, who are we at? I mean, Stuart Sink was a possibility. I just didn't, I don't know. Again, no offense to Stewie, but like, I just didn't think that was the guy. Like, that's going to capture, like, it's got to be less about who's next in line or who should or didn't get a chance, but who's going to inspire these guys and who's going to, like, latch onto this thing and really, like, own it and love it and live it and breathe it and not take anything less than the Ryder Cup win, you know, as an outcome. And that's Keegan Bradley. And now he's got a decision to make, Bob, as to whether that guy should be on the team. Because if I'm sitting back here, I don't care who the captain is. Right now, I want Keegan Bradley playing on my Ryder Cup team.
Yeah.
But he is the captain. So what do you think?
And you think about, I mean, the situation this last week, he wins the golf tournament. As he's walking up the fairway, the fans were absolutely going nuts. And if you've got that kind of support in, yeah, hometown event, so to speak, but, you know, the kid went to St. John's. He played Bethpage. He's from the East Coast, Northeast. The fans in New York will go ballistic.
He's not going to roll out in a Red Sox hat, that's for sure.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you want him, first of all, to be your captain, but second of all, keep playing well, go ahead and pick yourself if you have to pick.
So
if you have to pick yourself.
You said in those comments back in, you know, again, over a year ago, that he, if Keegan were to become the captain, he would need to surround himself.
Yep.
So he's done that. And he mentioned Jim Furyk, for instance. Jim Furyk has captained, you know, he knows how to handle the whole thing. But, I mean, if Keegan is going to join Arnold Palmer as the last, you know, two playing captains in the Ryder Cup, it's not like he's going to go tee it up with an earpiece in one ear, right? I mean, he has to focus. I think that, to me, that's the biggest challenge is dividing your focus. Because I don't think you can divide your focus on the captaincy or the playing opportunity. You divide your focus a little bit on playing and you're going to get beat. And same thing, if you don't quite make the decisions, because he even said, would you turn it over to somebody else? And he goes, no, I'm going to be the captain.
Yeah.
I would just lean on my assistants a little bit more. But let me ask you this, from your standpoint, from the perspective, you have a great perspective with your dad having done this. Is the role enough? Like, do we overdo the role of captaincy so much that, like, is there that much that needs to be done during play? In the sense that if they go ahead and set up their game plan and they spend all the time with the analytics and they do all the homework in advance and they do all the discussions with the players and the caddies and the set course setup and they have their plan. Once the game plan is there, how critical is it for the captain in the moment of the matches? Or can he like, hey, we got a great game plan. Here's your all assignments as assistant captains. Here's the lineups of the teams. Let's go out and play. And now he takes off the captain's hat. He puts on the player hat. And now he's just focused on his match, knowing that the game plan is set and everybody's on board.
So I made a comment in that little clip where you picked Keegan Bradley, that he needed to get the right people around him that had done it before. And you threw out Furyk. He's got three or four captains that have all done this before, and they understand it. Yeah, because of that, and him never having been a vice captain, it might be easier for him to do it as a captain to be a playing captain too. The other person, and I'm not putting him on the same level as this, as Arnold or Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods did it in the President's Cup.
Good point.
Okay. I'm not putting him on the same level, but Tiger did it and he played well. Keegan's playing well right now. So why wouldn't you want to have the best players on the team at the time? Yeah. He's going to get micromanaged for it. There's going to be a lot of media that are talking about it and that kind of thing. I've probably gone from he should stay captain to kind of keep playing well and let's see what happens between now and after the BMW or the Tour Championship. Just keep playing well. And he is. He's been playing well this year. So I'm less of no, only just keep playing, keep being the captain. I'm more now of kind of on the fence.
You're on the fence as to whether he should play or captain?
And both.
Yeah,
I'm on the fence for both.
Okay.
For him doing both.
Okay. I think I'm convinced that he should do it. So it's got Jim Furyk, Kevin Kisner, Webb Simpson, and Brant Snedeker.
Yeah.
So Kis, Webb, and Brant have not been Ryder Cup captains, but Jim has. These guys are in the system. I mean, boy, what a cool team though, right? I mean,
yeah.
All those guys are super likable. They're all still basically playing.
Yeah.
Even if they're not, like Kis is in the booth. I don't think Brant's playing as much, but those guys are all, they're all there. They all know these guys. And so they can certainly handle the captainship. When you start looking at the team, you know, we went through this a little bit, but Scotty, Xander, JJ Spahn. Now, Xander's an interesting one because just one top 10 this year so far. Like, he's not.
Xander's, so you look at Xander and FedEx Cup points.
Yeah.
Right now, he's 54th.
That's crazy.
54th in FedEx Cup points.
But he won two majors last year, so of course he's right there.
Yeah.
Behind Scotty. Of course.
Yep.
By the way, if you look at the points, Scotty's got 27,536. Mm-hmm. Second place is 12,472. Oh, yeah. So let's see. Yeah. If you added up Xander and JJ Spahn, they still don't equal Scotty's Ryder Cup points.
Yeah. Yeah. And Xander's number three in the world. So, of course, he's going to – and you know, his points are there, so he's going to be number two. JJ's there. He's played great golf this year. Players' Championship, you know, he went head-to-head with Rory, and Rory beat him in the three-hole aggregate playoff. But I'll tell you what, he played some phenomenal golf down the stretch at the U.S. Open, and that's why he's up there at number three.
And Keegan, after the U.S. Open, called JJ the heartbeat of Team USA Ryder Cup. I mean, that's pretty high praise. Now, I start to look at that and go, if I was going to put all my money on one team and the heartbeat was JJ Spahn, I'd be like, oh, and the heartbeat for Team Europe is like Rory or Rom or one of those guys. I might be like, I don't know if that's the heartbeat I'm looking for. But look at it from a captain's perspective. Here you have a young guy. He's never been in any of these situations before. Suddenly he's a major champion. Suddenly he's right on the Ryder Cup stage. And then the captain comes and he calls him the heartbeat. What does that do for that guy? It boosts him. Like, in his moment, he is bolstered up. He's ready to go. It fires him up. It adds to his already confidence. Yeah. And it sends a message to the rest of the team that this guy is winning. He's playing well. We're all in on JJ Spahn. Let him just continue to grow in confidence ahead of these matches. It's great captainship work. I love that.
And JJ Spahn is a guy that's been an underdog all his life. Okay. He wins the national championship and has proved himself all the way along in junior golf, in high school golf, in walking on at San Diego State, in college golf. His timeline to play professional golf, lose his card, get it back, Canadian Tour, then Korn Ferry Tour, then gets on the PGA Tour, and here he is having a phenomenal year and wins our national championship. A guy that has gone through the adversity all the way along and has proven. And I think what he said, the heart of our team, I think it's right there.
Coming up next, Jose Miraflor, Cobra Golf, is going to join us. We're going to talk a little driver technology. We'll keep going through the list of these Ryder Cuppers as well. Over the back nine, hour number two, we're going to get a little swing advice from our good friend Derek Fox on the back nine, America's favorite caddy, still to come as well. And then a little media dust up between Colin Morikawa and our friend Adam Shupak. We're going to play that for you and give us our takes on that coming up on the back nine, hour number two as well. But Jose Miraflor next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Join us at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf to test drive the new TaylorMade QI35 Woods, the fourth generation of carbon wood technology. This driver unlocks a new level of distance by combining optimal launch conditions and ultimate forgiveness to maximize performance. Book your fitting in-store or online. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio, joined now by our good friend. He's been a longtime friend of ours from the industry. He's been around. He knows what he's talking about. Currently serving as the VP of Cobra Architecture and Consumer Connections, the man we call Hose, Jose Miraflor, joining us right now. Hose, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. It's great to be on with you today. How are things going?
Yeah, things are going really well. And can I tell you a little, can we have an honest conversation?
Of course.
Okay. So we ran into you in Jamaica, and we hadn't seen each other for a while. And we were sitting outside there. We were sitting out of the table, and we started telling you about, hey, you know, we're coming into year 26 of our show, and we'd been with TaylorMade and Callaway, and, you know, for all those years back when you were there at TaylorMade as well. And here we're now in a position where we're kind of looking for a, you know, so a different club deal. And so you said, hey, come get fit for Cobra. We'd love to have you. We'll get you all through the bag. We'd love to have you here with Cobra. And my thought originally was, and I kind of feel silly about saying this, but my thought was, man, but I don't know if I want to play Cobra. I mean, I really like my Callaway stuff. And is the Cobra going to be as good as my Callaway stuff? And so we said, yeah, we'd love to, because we love you. And we're like, well, look, let's do it. Let's do some stuff. So we came down for the fitting, and we worked with your man, Derek. He was awesome. And we went through, and the first time I hit those irons, Hose, I was blown away. Like the King Tour irons are unbelievable. And now I feel bad for thinking in my head that maybe Cobra was somehow less than the other clubs that I was playing. I want to put that as a baseline, because I don't want to think this is just a commercial, you know, for Cobra.
Your apology is accepted. But let's remember when I was at the other place, I won't say their name, that I was in charge of irons, putters, and wedges, and you love that stuff, right? And it makes sense. When I moved over here, I brought, not to say I'm everything, because I'm not, but I brought what I knew and merged it with our engineers here. And by the way, the engineers here do not rest. I mean, if you guys look at the history of product launches, you could say that Cobra's got to be one of the most innovative companies in golf, because we're the challenger brand, a little bit smaller, like you said, why Cobra? But we're challenged to innovate every year, while other people typically have a two-year run on a product line. We innovate every year. And some of the things that we brought to the table, like first zero CGNA driver, which means more power, lower spin. That was the 2016 King LTD driver. We were the first one with computer systems or microchips in the driver. That was the Arcos in 2017. We had CNC milled faces in our F9 driver. We had, first one lengths with Bryson. We still sell one lengths. Now our big thing, of course, is 3D printed irons. Yeah. And if you ask our tour staff and the people who are willing to commit $2,400 to a set of irons, these irons are different. They feel like a forging, yet they're hollow with lattice structures inside. And we can not only make them feel good, we can give you the lowest CG to make sure that ball gets airborne and that you can work that golf ball and hit more greens. So we continue to innovate like no other, right? And it's a tough thing because if you haven't tried Cobra since back in the 2000s, right, they were known for some of the best metal woods, you've kind of missed out, right? And I think that's a great point about that you made. If you haven't tried Cobra in a while, I urge you to try it. You'll be pleasantly surprised like these two were when they came in to visit.
Well, and the other really, really cool thing is how you can dial a driver in with the DS Adapt. You're not talking about five or six or so settings. You're talking about, 32, 33 settings? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And, some people get scared because of that, Bob. I mean, when we say we have 33 settings in the driver, people are like, oh, my God, Titleist had 16, Cobra had 8 before, Callaway has 8. What? There's no way we can utilize that. You don't have to. In our settings, for each golfer, there's probably 3, maybe 4 settings that they should try for themselves. That's it. And we have an app that shows you how to dial yourself in if you're not going to go to a fitter. But if you go to a fitter, you just basically need to identify for yourself what's your miss. You put it into our app where you show the fitter, because you're going to hit balls in front of them, what your miss is. And you just go to the opposite side of the dial. That's what we call it, the dial system. And you'll be able to try 3 settings. And it's been like 98% that everybody finds a setting right there that works for them. The only time it doesn't work is when somebody's swing, you can say inconsistent, like a two-way miss.
Yeah.
But the swing is just so inconsistent, they can't get out of it. What we can still do for that person is still make their misses less likely. But it isn't like when we dial in people, like we can almost eliminate or guard against your miss, and now you can swing freer, you can go for more distance without having to worry about that miss that you get when you're slightly out of control because you're pushing speed limits, right? But again, 33 settings, more settings than any other company, and it's real easy to use. If you ask most fitters who are using it today, they'll say, we use Cobra for most of our fits now because we have not only one direction, we can separate your loft fitting versus your lie fitting, and we can go up 2 degrees in loft, we can go down 2 degrees in loft, we can make your driver or fairway or hybrid 2 degrees more upright for a right-handed golfer that's more left, or we can make it 2 degrees more flat, which gives you, fade bias, which a lot of fitting systems out there don't give you at all. So a lot of great benefits from it. It took 4 years in the making for us to get here, but it's one of those things, right? We want to give to golfers the ability to be their best. And you may never touch it after you use it the first time, but that first time that you get it, it's going to give you a ball flight that you've been searching for and may find it hard to get.
Jose Miraflor from Cobra Golf joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So I just went through this. To be fair, when we went back in springtime, Bob and I were a little out of golf shape, so by the time we got done ripping through irons for about an hour and a half, we were a little gassed, and we ran out of time, and so the driver fitting was very brief. We didn't really spend enough time really, and it's like, all right, here's kind of what you've been playing. Yeah, that looks good. Let's go with that. I know you're not swinging good. So as it's gone along and evolved, both of us went with the LS driver. It's the low spin DS Adapt, and
right.
I have to say, when I hit it, it goes long. Like, it is really good. I haven't hit it as consistently as what I would like to have hit it. And so I started doing a little bit of research on your website, and I started looking at some other people's reviews on the Max K,
And I was like, I wouldn't have picked that for me, but this sounds like they might. You mentioned the little unicorn you guys found a few years ago. Maybe you're starting to find it with this. So Luke sent me the head, and I just wanted to point out, because I went through that fitting. I dialed up your app. I set it to zero, right? A1, I think is what it's called.
Yep.
And I hit the shots with it. And then it's go back in, and it's like push the identify in this little dial where your shots are predominantly going. You push that, and it says, and it lights up three other ones. Try this. And I put them in a few swings, and I think I changed it from one to the other once. And I was like, let's go. And it was super easy, and it was super cool, and it worked. So, and what I wanted to ask you about is, what is this technology? Typically, when you start looking at more forgiveness, it tends to come with high launch and higher spin. And for me, that's a killer. So what have you done here? Because I'm actually hitting it fairly low, Hose.
Yeah, so first let me ask you what loft you're using. Is it 9 or 10.5?
9.
Okay, perfect. So we know that forgiveness is a big thing. And it's not just prevalent among normal golfers. Even tour players and better players would love more forgiveness if it didn't come with too high of a launch, too much spin, or a right bias, right? Because typically more forgiveness means back CG, which means hard to square. So because we know those things happen, and we had a year after these other guys put out their drivers, we knew what to look out for. So we made a driver, especially the 9. The 9 is made with a slightly flatter lie angle. It's made with a CG unlock that makes it fly a little bit lower than it's than a 10.5 adjusted down to 9. So you're in a product that's made for a faster swinger, better player. You get to the 10.5, and even that doesn't spin too much, because we know, instead of just saying, here, this is the loft of the driver, and now the center of gravity changes the way the driver delivers to the ball, we look at dynamic lofting. We make sure that the dynamic loft at impact for the type of golfer we're designing for is what we want it to be, so it doesn't spin too much. It doesn't lose speed, right? And that's super important. And that's why lately you've been hearing about our Max K driver as being a great driver for faster swing speeds, because it is forgiving and they can swing hard. And if it's forgiving, it's still going to fly straight, but it also doesn't spin too much for these faster swing speeds like yourself, right? Yep. And that's a great benefit. So now we have 3 heads, it's 9, a 10.5, and 12, designed for 3 different ball flights, but still adjustable plus or minus 2 degrees. But you can pick super flat lie angles, you can pick a standard, you can pick the 12, which just carries more loft with it, and you can really dial in your game using our fitting systems, and it doesn't spin too much. And that's the key, not too much spin, straight bias ball flight. And it works for all swing speeds as long as you're choosing the right loft for you, right?
Sounds like a driver you would want to play.
I'm in it. I can't get out of it. I went to the X driver, which for me is a great cross-section of both speed and forgiveness, and that's why we call it the X, the cross-section. That's the standard head. And I was gaining, I think it was 22 yards off of that driver. But what I didn't like is, because I live and die on the toe of the club face, my toe hits weren't as straight as when I have it with the K. So I gave up, I went back to the K, and I didn't give up 22 yards. I just found out in the K for me, I just needed to adjust my loft down a little bit and the lie angle a little bit flatter. And I got this through our new fitter. So our new fitter, and I'll drop his name because I know you guys both love this guy, but Perry Dickey, who used to be at the Kingdom. Perry Dickey and I have been friends for 22 years. I kind of dangled a carrot in front of him, and now he's our lead fitter here at our HQ and at Encinitas Ranch, and he is changing lives down here. So if you guys want to come back and visit Perry, Perry's here, and Perry gained me just even back into the K, he gained me a 13 yards by just de-lofting it. He said, we need you to launch it. He has me launching it at 16 degrees. My spin is at 2,100. And I'm hitting soft draws, and I gained 13 yards. I'm a happy guy, right?
Wow. Let's go. Let's go. I love that.
At sea level, we need every yard we can get at sea level. Yeah.
Come to Utah. 4,000 feet. Ball flies, baby.
I love Utah.
Hey, Hose, that's great stuff. We appreciate you giving us an explanation. I'm just going to leave with this. On the 18th hole at Alpine where I play, it's hazard right, and so my miss is right. And so I oftentimes give that little extra, sort of pull to the left at impact just to make sure I don't go right, which oftentimes produces more spin slice and further pushes my problem. I pull it into the junk left. I noticed with the first time I put this one in play, I got to 18 and I'd been hitting it good all day, but my natural thought was I got to give it a little left move here. And that thing started down the middle and drew. Like, it does have some gear effect if you want it. It's not like, oh, this thing's just so straight, I can't do anything with it. But what I realized, I can go ahead and just let it go and swing. I don't have to worry about that pull left anymore because it's going to hold the line. And there's a lot of confidence that comes from that.
I love that. I love that. You're the greatest advertisement we have this year.
Well, again, I don't try to just advertise. I try to put it in play, share my experience, and if it helps other people, then it's great. I think that's the most authentic thing you can do, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
So you're the best, Hose. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll chat with you guys soon.
You got it. Jose Miraflor, VP Cobra Architecture and Consumer Connections, and a good friend. There you go. Give it a try, the new Max K DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Man, that was fun. Love talking golf with Jose Miraflor, Cobra Puma Golf. Hopefully you enjoyed that as well. You know, he shared with us a little bit about how Max Homa came to transition over into these irons, 18 years with Titleist, and then switching it over. And his comment was, I had no idea your irons could feel this good. Now you got the adjustability on the driver, the continued technology on the DS Adapt, or excuse me, on the 3D print and all that kind of stuff. If you haven't done it, you just might want to give it a try. Not an infomercial, just a friendly little tip from your favorite guys here at Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. The back nine's next.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-633-1000.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The latest in college football action as Texas State is finalizing the final steps of accepting an invitation to the Pac-12. That move for Texas State from the Sun Belt to the Pac-12 is expected to be finalized soon and will happen for the 2026-27 school year for all their sports. On the Major League Baseball scoreboard, Athletics blank against the Tigers. Tigers win at home 8-0. Blue Jays on the road get a big W over the Guardians 6-0. Twins putting up some big numbers at home over the Mariners 10-1. Astros take the W by 1 over the Phillies 2-1. Rays beat the Royals 4-0. Cubs win over the Cardinals 3-0. Dodgers on the road take it, come out on top over the Rockies 3-1. Marlins put up a big number against the Giants, winning 12-5. And the Braves blank on the road against the Mets. Mets come out on top at home W 4-0. A pair of games on the WNBA scoreboard. The Sparks on the road defeat the Fever 85-75. And the Mystics get a win over the Aces 94-83. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and follow at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram as well. Make sure to also visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
The 2003 NBA Draft. St. Vincent and St. Mary's small forward LeBron James is the first pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
LeBron has transformed and grown the game like no other player and is considered the greatest in NBA history. For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot and welcome in. It is the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. So good to be with you each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. 26 years talking golf with you. Feel very blessed and fortunate. Happy 4th of July, America. Coming up next week.
Yep.
Time for food, family, friends.
We got to talk about food. That's for sure.
Yeah, I got to bring that up. Food's a big part of our celebrations.
Best Americana food. We're just going to throw that out right now.
Best Americana food. You know what the best part about that is because it's such a melting pot.
Yep.
There's pretty much no native like Americana. Yeah. Americana is pretty much the best from all the world, right? Just all coming right here. So any of the food you like.
I don't know. There's more native Americana food than just throwing everybody all into the big melting pot.
Well, what I'm saying is some people might say pizza. Well, pizza's not American per se, but it could be Americana. Nope. You know? I mean, I think the
barbecue
hamburger.
Barbecue all the way, baby. That's Americana.
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
You got your hat on from the, what were you? You got the pews, church pews hat
I got on. The church pews on.
Yeah. What was the barbecue place you went in Dallas? Were you in Dallas recently?
It was Black's Barbecue in Lockhart, Texas. Terry Black's. Wow. I spoke with Terry for 15 minutes about how he cooks and stuff.
Really?
It was pretty awesome.
Did he share some barbecue secrets?
He did.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so he wasn't threatened by your potential to overthrow his
kingdom. My kids brought me for Father's Day some barbecue rubs from Terry's.
All right.
Yeah.
And you bought the hat too.
And they brought me a t-shirt too.
Terry's Bob's
is
all
good.
In.
Terry's Bob, is really good.
Bob endorses Terry's.
Terry's is probably the best barbecue I've ever had.
Wow. Okay. Barbecue's definitely good. Right up there.
It's that good.
I'm taking barbecue. So when you're talking barbecue, specific to like ribs, brisket,
brisket pulled and pulled pork.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that. We also have America's favorite caddy, Derek Fox, swing instructor, is going to join us later this hour as well. If you missed Jose Miraflor from Cobra, you can dial that up on the podcast site or at Real Golf on X. We'll post it there as well. Stay tuned. The back nine continues next.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, 4th of July coming up. You mentioned barbecue. So you go with, like, everyone talks hot dogs for 4th of July, Bob.
Hot dogs and hamburgers.
I would choose a hamburger over a hot dog 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah. You like those smash ones, don't you?
I do like the smash burgers, yeah.
Oh.
That's the way to do it. But the hot dog seems to be hanging on. Sometimes you get a good hot dog. Most of the times, it's like, even if that hot dog tastes good, especially if you're at a ball game, later you're regretting the eating of that hot dog. As I was when I was in Pittsburgh at the Pirate game. The pit dog.
The pit dog.
Yeah. The pit dog was just okay. The Dodger dog that we had was just okay when we were in LA last. Like, normally I would say, oh, those are the best. And, you know, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. It's a hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hot dog.
But most of the time you can get a good hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Even a bad hamburger still tastes pretty good. So, anyway, I'm more of a hamburger guy. But to your point, barbecue. So, you got a 4th of July. You're going to throw some ribs on the smoker, or you're going to smoke a pork butt or something like that. That's your kind of thing. Or smoke a brisket.
Or a brisket, yeah.
Like, just have a bunch of meat and then get all the sides. Everybody comes over, hangs out. You got music. You got, you know, just fun times. Fireworks at night. That is a fun time, right?
Another good one's tri-tip.
Tri-tip is really good. That's a great meat. Yeah. We do, every year we have the tradition, back to the hometown, Burley, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a phenomenal fireworks show on the Snake River right there. And
cool.
You basically go, so we usually play golf in the morning. Then we go boat all day. And then you come back to that same golf course at night. It's Muni. And everybody just puts their lawn chairs down and they fire up the show.
Watch the fireworks.
Right over the top of the golf course. So you're sitting there on lawn chairs or on blankets or whatever.
Looking straight up in the air.
Yeah, that's just a big show going right over the top. With the water and everything, it's fantastic. small town, Americana, 4th of July celebration. It's tough to beat, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we just, what was it, about a week ago, we were at a parade in one of the small towns here in Utah. Our granddaughter was on a dance squad that was walking in the parade, and we went to go watch and support her. But I said to my son, Mason, I said, nothing like small town America.
I should have had
lots of flags and American flags and stuff and Patriots and everything. It's small town America is awesome.
I should have had the Seinfeld queued up. Any town, USA, when Kramer puts on the screen door and the lawn chairs.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Has some azaleas out there. You got to mulch. You just got to mulch. Yeah. That's a great one. Absolutely. It's a great country. Very blessed to be here. And you know what? We're also free to play golf in under 4.5 hours.
Yes, we are.
We should all exercise that freedom.
Yes, we are.
A little more often.
Yeah.
That'll be my 4th of July message for the golfers.
Yeah.
Let freedom ring in less than 4.5 hours on the golf course.
Hey, nice playing Wednesday.
You too. The Real Golf Radio boys showed up, showed out, made some birdies, won our matches. Yeah.
The 8-man senior team and the 8-man super senior team.
And one day I'll be super like you. I'm just a regular old senior, though.
A few years to go still.
Yeah. I love how they patronize us as we get older, you know. Super senior, we're legend. Super. It's not like old guy, older guy, really old guy. Like, that's kind of what they're saying. But, like, we can't call it that. Let's come up with some sort of name here. Legends. Great. Legends funny. In our own minds anyway. So.
Funny.
All right. So on the show, we've been talking about the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
Keegan Bradley, should he be a playing captain or should he just be the captain? Right now, look, there's still time to go, Bob. We got...
Oh, yeah.
It's the end of September at Bethpage Black. Right now, it is the end of June. So you got all of July, which is the rest of the regular season, including a major championship, the Open, over in Royal Port Rush in Ireland, Northern Ireland. And then you have the playoffs in August.
Yep.
And then we have... you know, the Ryder Cup in September. So
yeah, normally it comes out as to what the captain's picks are going to be after the BMW Championship, which is August 14th through 17th. So if you go the schedule, you went over it. Next week is Rocket Classic this week, John Deere next week, then the Scottish Open, then the Open Championship. There's also an opposite field event in Louisville, Kentucky, the week of the Open Championship.
What's that one called?
The week of the Genesis Scottish Open. It's opposite field event.
Yeah.
Then the Barracuda after the opposite Open Championship. 3M, Wyndham, and we're into the playoffs. So, FedEx St. Jude.
So, sorry, what's the week after the Open?
Is the 3M Open.
Which is where?
That's in Minnesota, TPC Twin Cities.
Okay. And then the Wyndham?
And then the Wyndham, which is in Greensboro.
Okay.
Then we start the playoffs.
And they're cutting that down to 100. Don't forget, there's no longer 125 keeps your card. You only get 100.
Yeah. Yeah, only get 100. But only, what is it, 70?
I think only 70 make the playoffs, right?
Yeah, 70 makes the playoffs. So FedEx St. Jude, and then it drops to... 50 and then 30. I think that's the way it goes.
So if you're starting to kind of scan that, the top 30 get in the Tour Championship, and then the top 50 get into the BMW Championship, and the top 70, the FedEx St. Jude. So yeah, there's 100 cards out there, but only 70 make it into the playoffs.
Correct.
So if you start looking about guys that are, you know, wanting to make the playoffs that are kind of in danger, there's definitely some names. I mean, we talked a lot about Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark right now is outside the top 70. He sits at number 79.
Mm-hmm.
Matt McCarty, who won a Black Desert, 78. Matt Fitzpatrick, who won in the U.S. Open not too long ago, he's 76th right now. So there's some guys down there that still have some room to move, but aren't exactly maybe as comfortable as where they want to be. And then when you go to the top 10, here's your Comcast top 10. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Sepp Straka, Russell Henley, Ben Griffin, Justin Thomas, J.J. Spahn, Keegan Bradley, Harris English, and Tommy Fleetwood. So that's currently your top 10, your Comcast Business top 10. Again, top 30 are the guys that make it into the Tour Championship. Bob, the other list that we're paying attention to, of course, is the Ryder Cup list.
Yeah.
Especially, as we talked about in hour number one with Keegan Bradley, the captain, looking like he's probably one of the guys you want on that team, and he's in that list.
Yeah, he's getting real close there. Currently, he's like number 9. So Scotty Scheffler already qualified. He's done deal on the team. Then you've got Xander, J.J. Spahn, Russell Henley, Bryson DeChambeau, and Justin Thomas round out the top 6 currently for the Ryder Cup. Colin Morikawa is number 7. Ben Griffin, who you've talked about in that top 10 on the PGA Tour, is number 8 currently, and he's played some great golf. And it's the interesting thing about him is he continues to seem to stick his nose right in the middle of things, whether it's major championships, whether it's in signature events, whatever. He's getting very, very comfortable with his game and being able to compete on the highest level. Keegan Bradley's at number 9, and we've talked about him quite a bit. 10, 11, and 12 are Harris English, Maverick McNealy, and Brian Harman. And then outside the top 12, you look at guys like Sam Burns at 15, Patrick Cantlay at 14, Cameron Young at 17, Daniel Berger at 18, Tony Finau at 19. And then,
How about Lucas Glover at 20? He won the U.S. Open at Bethpage.
At Bethpage
Black. And he's playing some good golf right now.
Yep. Wyndham Clark at 22, Akshay Batui at 23. Then you go, Jordan Spieth at 25 right now. So Jordan has shown glimpses of some good play, but yet in Ryder Cup standings, he's not quite up there. But I'll tell you what, Keegan's going to have a lot of guys that he can pick. But I think with, the guys that are still outside and the unknowns so far, I think he picking himself might be the way to go, with especially with his win.
Scotty, Xander, and JJ, they're on the team.
Yeah.
Bryson is on the team. Justin Thomas is on the team. Russell Henley is the only one I didn't mention of those top 6. Do you think Russell Henley right now is on the team?
Yeah, he's number 4. He jumped up 3 spots.
Right, but do you think he's in 2 months, is he on the team?
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay, so you're saying right now we're suggesting that the top 6 are done. I think Henley's got to keep playing well. But
he does.
But let's say, so Colin Morikawa, not having a great year, is he on the team right now in your mind?
I don't think right now. Of course, all these guys are going to have to be picks, but I think more so than Colin, Keegan picks himself or needs to pick himself.
So you like Keegan ahead of Colin and Ben Griffin?
Yeah. Ben Griffin is good, though. Ben Griffin is really good. I would put Ben Griffin almost more in front of Colin Morikawa right now.
Interesting. Well, Colin's going one way, Ben Griffin the other, but we'll see. Yeah. Colin just went through a couple of caddies. We can talk about that as well, and the story that ensued. It's a pretty interesting one. So much more to talk about. Derek Fox will join us coming up next, then America's favorite caddy. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, let's talk a little bit of a golf swing for a minute, which is a lot of fun. We've talked about product with Jose Miraflor from Cobra Puma Golf. Talked about the irons and the DS Adapt. We'll welcome in our good friend Derek Fox, the founder of Impact Golf, who joins us right now. This guy's an instructor for the pros and all the amateurs alike and just a good friend of ours. D, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you guys?
We're doing good. It's middle of the summer, and I'm curious from your business standpoint, is it ramping up or ramping down? Like, does everybody get all excited, buy all their equipment, come get fit, take their lessons, and then they just go out on the golf course and figure it out? Or have they spent some time on the golf course and they're like, shoot, this isn't quite working for me, and now they're coming back to you for I need to fix this before the club championship?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think some of that probably depends on maybe the type of golfer that you are. You know, if you're more of a tournament player, obviously you're busy needing to get outside and you're in tournaments. But, you know, if there's little, you know, I just had Navy Hubs in this morning. He's the UGA junior girls champ. And she's, you know, she obviously just won a tournament a week ago, a big one, but she's got, you know, some big ones coming up and some stuff was feeling a little off. So I would say it's more fine tuning in the summer than maybe rebuilding. You know, we're not doing as much of, okay, these are the big bad habits we need to change. Let's grind these through the winter. It's more like, okay, let's clean this up, let's clean that up. So it's more maintenance maybe instruction than it is like full blown swing change instruction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that I've had like literally two lessons from Derek Fox in the last 2 years. One lesson, and he showed me some video. Here's what you need to work on. And I went out and played best golf I've ever played. Got nice. A little off this winter, went in, one lesson, had me work on some things, dialed me back in. So I don't know if that's good business, Derek. I mean, maybe you should like mess me up for a little bit so I have to come back more often.
Well, I mean, I feel like if I do my job, I tell students this actually, if I do my job, I shouldn't need to see you every single week, every single day. Like, you know, if I do my job and I actually teach you golf, then, you know, yeah, you know, it's not like I lose students. They still come back, but I don't have to see my kids every other day. You know, it's like, look, this is what we need to work on. This is how you're going to work on it. Now go to work.
Yeah. So and, a lot of people ask me, Derek, like, what's, you know, like, who should I go to? And I was like, well, I go to Derek. I trust him. And I like his philosophy, his approach. It's not like, hey, I want everybody to swing a certain way, so I'm going to try to fit you into what I think is the best golf swing. How would you describe what your philosophy is, not only on teaching golf, but your philosophy right now on golf swing?
So I think the golf swing has gotten very complicated over the years. I think, you know, with some of the technology and some of the stuff we've been able to study, I think you can simplify. You can really simplify the face rotation. You can simplify the swing arc. So I would say that our philosophy obviously is to work within each person, but you have to master what we call the four pillars: the grip, the ball position, the alignment, the athletic setup. And that can be slightly different from player to player. I've had students that like the ball position a little forward. I've had some that like it a little back. But they have to master where they like the ball.
Yeah.
So they have to pay attention. You know, the grip can be slightly different. Some can be a little stronger. Some can be a little weaker. But for the most part, we need those hands to communicate to the face. And so we have to find a grip that's neutral as far as working with the face. And that's only communicates to the face. Obviously, alignment is a target sport. You got to master your alignment. And then being athletically set up to play golf. So we teach and harp the four pillars a ton. From there, our philosophy is simplify your swing plane and simplify your face rotation on the plane. Like, a swing like Jim Furyk obviously can work. The guy's one of the greatest players of all time. But to learn to duplicate a swing like that is very difficult. And obviously he did phenomenal doing it, but there's a lot of moving pieces there. So if you're learning the game and you can learn to simplify your pieces, which is what I think you're seeing on tour right now, is a more simplified motion, not necessarily one plane, but closer to one plane, less exaggerated two plane, definitely less face rotation going through the ball. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's face rotation through the ball is maybe the greatest of all time. But you're seeing that minimize. I think some of that has to do with technology, with the way the shafts can hold the head now. I also think some of it's just understanding that's come from TrackMan. You know, I mean, I was taught to kind of open the face and shut the face. You know, now it's more neutral. So we try to get people moving into that direction where it's simple, it's more athletic. I mean, even just taking a basic motion, you know, I had a guy in there the other day, I had him flip the club around backwards, hold the head, and then hit the medicine bag with the butt end of the club. And it's like, look, if you're going to do this, how are you going to do it? And he's dropping it's going right up a plane, it's dropping in the slot, he's releasing rather than rolling. I think our philosophy is to try to make it simple. And kind of since I've switched to teaching more of this simplified philosophy, my students have had way more success under pressure. My guys that I teach that are business executives, you know, that don't have all the time in the world to go learn a timing-based golf. I mean, you can't get rid of timing in a golf swing, but you can minimize it quite a bit if you can neutralize some of that face rotation. So they start improving because they don't need hours upon hours of practice to hit relatively good shots that you can manage around a course. So.
I love it. The four pillars: grip, ball position, alignment, athletic stance, and setup. And then work all of that to simplify your swing plane and your face rotation. It kind of flies a little bit. That kind of flies a little bit in the tradition. Bob, I'm sure you were taught the same way. But you know, it was this kind of thumbs up, you know, sort of move. So you open up the face and then it closes and then it shuts. And Derek's kind of like, you know, you take it back a little bit more shut and then you put it in position and now it's squared. It's more about keeping it squared than it is. I'm probably saying it wrong, Derek, but the way I think about it, at least in my mind, is rather than taking it, opening it on the way back, I leave it shut on the way back. And then it's just easier to keep it that way and bring it through the ball. To me, it's changed. I mean, I think I flush it way better than trying to time that up, which I could do a lot better when I was younger.
You know, and Derek, you talked about Scottie Scheffler being able to keep control of the face the best of anybody out there right now. You know, even Jordan Spieth has said that his ability to control the face of the golf club is the reason that he is phenomenal and so good.
Yes,
And I would agree with that. He's got a little bit of a unique move, obviously, at the top, and he has the foot slide that drops the club into the swing plane. But from hip through, his face is already in a delivery position, and all he has to do is rotate, and he actually releases the face a little bit. No, I was taught that you kind of use your forearms to release the face. So the toe would be up and then the toe would shut. He's actually using less of that forearm rotation and more of a neutral wrist release, which just sends it square. It's almost like you're shooting a basketball and then you just tip it on a swing plane. So your wrists are working in a little bit of a different fashion. But when you watch what he does, it's coming into the ball less open. It's exiting less closed. And then it's staying very square relative to his swing plane. Whereas, you know, you look at some of the other guys, their toe will flip over a little bit more and the face will be more shut relative to the swing plane.
That doesn't mean you scoop it though, right? It's not a scoop move.
It's not a scoop move. I can see where some people would feel like it might feel a little scoopy, but if you're doing your body right, you actually get in and compress it. And if you actually take it, like I said, if you go back to the example of just taking a stick and swinging a stick at something and trying to generate speed, well, you're going to work your wrist more in this motion than kind of rotate and flip it. I mean, the definition of a flip is something changing directions at a fast pace. So if you're going toe up to toe up through the bottom half of your swing, in reality, you're changing directions of the face at a fast pace. If you're going more neutral with that, you're not really changing the face. You know, the face is just following the swing arc, which I, from on the hip at halfway down to his finish, he's maybe the best that's ever done that.
That's awesome. Well, Derek, I appreciate the little insights there. I guess people that are listening going, hey, I like this. How do I incorporate this? How do I get with Derek Fox? What's the suggestion? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so we've got the store, you know, impactgolfcenter.com. Just call us, 801-987-8934. Obviously, I have two other instructors that I've had to kind of train to start teaching the basics because, you know, I can only teach so much in a day plus fit. So we've got three instructors there just trying to, again, we're trying to keep it simple. We're trying to master your pillars, master your point of contacts, you know, start neutralizing your plane, neutralizing your face so that you can enjoy golf more.
Appreciate the insights. You do a great job. Phenomenal stuff. And thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Hey, you bet. Appreciate you guys. You guys are the best.
Okay, I know you got another lesson. We'll let you go. That's Derek Fox joining us right here. ImpactGolfCenter.com is where you can find him. Derek Fox at ImpactGolfCenter.com. What do you think of that, Bob? It really is kind of, like, when I go to him, he really changed how I was taught. I mean, I was taught you got to open that thing up and then you got to bring it down and then it releases the other side. And now it's really more of this, you know,
almost a straight back, straight through.
It is. And he says it oftentimes it's kind of like a putting stroke, but he'll also hand me a tennis racket and he'll say, go ahead and hit that forearm shot. And you step into a forearm shot. Guess what? I mean, I played a lot of racquetball growing up. Your wrist holds there. You don't take the racket and try to twist it like you would like riding a motorcycle, you know, when you turn the throttle. It's you want to hold that off and you let the bigger muscles kind of bring that through and the wrist extends more like a paintbrush rather than a rotating motion. So it is really an interesting concept. It's something that I've grasped that seems to make some sense.
No, I agree with you totally. You know, it's almost like instead of rotating the club inside, also you're bringing it more back and the club head stays outside your hands a little bit, which is what a lot of guys talk about on tour right now. The club head staying outside your hands so that you can make your turn, get it into position and then go ahead and come back down the plane line. So, I love what he's saying and how he's helped you with your game too.
Yeah, well, it's no question. It's definitely helped. All right, we'll take a quick break. Caddy joins us next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weiskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back, Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, thanks for joining us. We're going to have the caddy join us momentarily, but one of the stories that we had mentioned that we've not yet talked about is a little spat between Adam Shupak of Golf Week and Colin Morikawa out there on the PGA Tour. So Adam, who's a friend of ours, and we've spent some time with him, and he's been writing for a long time. Like, he gets it. He's very much a journalist. He's not a sensationalist. But he had a story that Colin was going to switch caddies for the second time in a couple of months, and he decided to sit on it until the next day that where he could confirm it from Colin directly. And so he went up to Colin at the Pro-Am on, I believe it was Tuesday, and he asked him for a comment, and he confirmed it, but said he didn't want to talk about details he'd talk about in his media session in 2.5 hours. Okay. So he went ahead with that and wrote the quote that Colin mentioned it before playing with his Pro-Am partners. And somehow Colin misinterpreted that as him saying he didn't want to talk to him and that he was perpetuating this idea that Colin was being bad with the media. Here's Colin's response to Adam's question later that day in the press conference.
I don't. And, you know, I read your article that you wrote. Look, I'm not here to tell people how to do their jobs, but I don't get why you would make me sound bad because you put out my quote that I was playing with Pro-Am partners out front. Those guys are paying a lot of money. They're very important to the community. They're very important to the Rocket Classic. And for you to put out a quote like that, to put me down and saying, hey, wait 2.5 hours. I mean, you called me up on the first tee, you know? So I'm not gonna tell you how to do your job. You can write whatever you want. This is America. But don't put me down like that, because it's 2.5 hours, Adam.
I thought I was actually giving you credit that you were playing, you were focused on your pro-am partners.
Okay, we can all read it very differently. That's not how I read it. I don't know how, but I'm just telling you, like, I think there's a perspective where people can read it like that. So I'm just gonna leave it at that. We knew I was gonna have media in 2.5 hours. I'm on the first tee meeting my pro-am partners as they're teeing off. So on the caddy front, I don't. It's a process that I'm going through. Hopefully we'll find out when the time comes, and I will let everyone know. Thank you.
First of all, when someone says, I'm not here to tell you how to do your job, that's exactly what they're there to tell you to do.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. It's like, hate to be rude, but, well, you're about to be rude. Or bless your heart, but I'm about to lay you out. It's kind of it's a little bit of a disclaimer, but the way he interpreted, and by the way, it's like, we can all interpret it differently. What he's saying is, no, everybody, because I think this way, everybody thinks this way.
Right.
We talked to Adam.
My personal feeling about his comment.
Yeah.
Wah.
It came across that way, didn't it?
Cry baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it came across that way, and it didn't need to. And after we talked to Adam, and the reason I wanted to call and ask him his perspective is he had zero intention or thought of putting anyone down. He was just simply trying to credit the reader, let the reader know that he did get a quote from him, but he didn't get the full details on it because he was playing a pro-am.
Right.
As opposed to just leaving him hanging, as to say, well, if you talk to him, then why didn't you find out why he did it or what the reason or any of those kind of things, right?
Sure.
So he was simply saying, hey, look, I got to confirm, but he was just teeing off the prompt, so I couldn't get it for a few hours.
Right.
And he went with the story because he wanted, I mean, look, tour guys are chasing birdies. Journalists are chasing scoops, you know, breaking stories, things like that. But he kept his journalistic integrity on there. And someone's a little sensitive.
Well, we've known Adam for a long time. I've known Adam for a real long time, from days over in Morocco when we've gone over, and he's written stories over there as well. He's so far from that, and so far from that insinuation by Colin Morikawa, that it's just not fair. It really is not fair. And, you know, Colin's not playing well this year. He didn't want to talk to media after the API when he lost, and it's kind of continued on from there, and he's got a burr in his saddle, and unfortunately, Adam got hit with it.
Yeah, so Morikawa is top 10 right now, so he's right there. He's a little bit better this week. Maybe he just got that off his chest, and he can go ahead and play a little better. But it's interesting that he would lay that out. Again, I think I feel like he's a little bit in Rory's camp in this case.
Yes.
Bad media advice, if you got any at all, making a story out of a non-story. This was a non-story. He made it a story. Rory's driver at the PGA was a non-story. Rory made it a story. So learn from that. Stop making it a story when it doesn't need to be a story and it becomes a distraction. And it's not the, quote, media's fault or the writer's fault or Adam's fault in this case.
Exactly.
Nice to see Chris Kirk playing well, by the way. 65 on day two. A pair of 65s actually at 14 under par. One of three players tied for the lead out there at the Rocket Classic. All right, it's time now for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, good to have you aboard. What's happening, man?
You know, just trying to hope for a little more exciting golf on the weekends than we've had recently.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't like nothing to watch last week, huh?
No, I can't. What happened?
Seriously, last that was a pretty good one.
So there was an interesting line about somebody wrote, they said, we're one day into summer and the signature events are all done and 75% of the majors are all done. And we're one day into summer.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. That is an interesting perspective, isn't it?
I kind of like the August PGA Championship, but that's because I'm a grumpy old man and I don't want anything to change.
Mm. Oh.
All right. Well, speaking of last week's Travelers, man, as I told Bob, this was supposed to be Tommy Fleetwood's first win. Everybody was sort of hanging on that. He looked like he was in pretty good position. And then the pressure started mounting. One shot lead, one to play. It's about all you could hope for. Stripe it down the middle. Talk us through what was that conversation with his caddy? Because obviously they were factoring in some momentum, probably some adrenaline, probably some wind. What was your thoughts on that club selection? It obviously came up short, so it's obviously the caddy's fault, right? But what happened there?
Well, first of all, you can't understand his caddy, so you can't blame him. He's from Scotland. You got no chance of understanding what he's saying. So,
too much of the Gaelic in there.
You know, and plus his caddy's probably operating from a little different altitude, and the air's a little thinner up there. He thinks the ball's going to go further than down by where Tommy's playing from. So maybe that'll work. No, look, it's not – that's a fairly stock shot. If you're trying to make a par, it's a short iron, 9-iron wedge or something. You have a fair amount of room to the left there. You tend to miss a little short versus long, so you're putting uphill. But I don't know if they missed clubbed, if it was missed hit. I think the theory is that he went back for a shorter club and it came up short. You got adrenaline going or maybe not going. I don't really know. I'd have to know how solid he hit it first.
Said he hit it solid.
Okay, that was the wrong club.
It's that easy.
Does a tour player ever admit to not anything but hitting it solid?
Well, I mean, I assume if he hit it solid, he was swinging pretty hard at it, right? And not taking something off it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, it's how bad do you feel for Tommy Fleetwood? How amazing do you feel for Keegan Bradley? It was unbelievably exciting. I mean, let's not forget the birdie. The birdie that was why am I blanking on his name? Stuart Henley made.
Oh yeah,
or Stuart Henley. Yeah, I mean that chip in was ridiculous.
Russell Henley
drove it off.
Russell Henley. Yeah.
Yeah. I played college golf with Stuart Henley, so I apologize. So, where he drove it off the tee, it was just Deadsville, and I mean, you can't chip it in from there, and he did that, and he almost got in the playoff, and he caught a penalty on himself, which almost guaranteed that he was going to lose by one. That's like a lock, right? So, it was amazingly exciting. It's great stuff. I'm 100% voting for Keegan to play in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Great asset to play. The crowd's going to be, you don't want to be in a group. If you're a European player, you don't want to be in a group with Keegan Bradley over there at Bethpage. I mean, wow. That's going to be tough.
He said earlier in the year that he was going to be the captain he was just going to be the captain if he was outside the top six. The only way he could possibly pick himself is if he won a golf tournament. Now he's won a golf tournament late in the year. And my dad always said, as a Ryder Cup captain, he wanted his players or the players to be on the team that were playing the best. And so this is definitely, he's got a month left in the year, plus the playoffs, and he's definitely playing good golf right now.
I think your dad had it spot on. He kind of knew what he was doing, didn't he? I mean,
Kind of. He had some success.
Yeah.
So that's what Jack would say. Yeah, but Billy had a nice career. Anyway. just a few majors and a million tournaments. So not to mention all the Ryder Cup record that, yeah. But he, yeah. I think you're right. We have seen recently with some of the captain's picks, when you pick the legacy guy who's a little off his game, it doesn't work out well. You want the guy who's playing well now. I couldn't agree more with that. I think that's what you do. That's why you want Keegan on the team. And that's only one of the reasons you want Keegan playing on the team. I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on during the week that a captain's taken care of. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. And that is a major distraction for him to do that and play at the same time. So I think if I was running the show, I would say I want Keegan playing, and I want whoever it doesn't have to be like I'm giving up the captaincy. You just let the other guy do all the stuff. You take someone in that group of guys. I mean, isn't Jim Furyk involved there?
Yep.
He's yeah, done
absolutely.
I mean, you got a whole boatload of guys right there who can take care of everything, and you don't even have to tell them what to do. And I think that's what I think would be the ideal situation. But I really want to see him playing in those matches every day. I want to see him play at least three matches. Gosh, he's such an asset there.
That was one of the things, is if you're going to get picked, you run the risk of being a playing captain. First one since Arnold Palmer. Arnold, Keegan, not exactly the same level. Nevertheless, in this situation, I think it fits. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but Caddy, we'll see what happens. Good stuff.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. And Bob, he's voting for the playing. I'm in for playing. What do you think? You said earlier in the show you were kind of on the fence. You want to wait and see.
Yeah, and I think the more I realize it now, not only is it the play, but it's also the 13th man on the team. You know, you get 12 of them, got to have the 13th man with everybody.
He's the guy to rile it up. Even though he said JJ spawns the heartbeat, it's Keegan that's, I guess, the tip of the spear at that point in time, right?
Yep.
He's going to be the cheerleader. He's going to be the rah-rah guy. He's going to be the one to bring them all along. So we'll see. This is a developing story. We'll see how it continues to play out. Thanks to everybody who joined us on the show. Jose Miraflor from Cobra, Derek Fox, America's favorite caddy. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Golf, and we'll see you next week. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.